USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Health and Human Services is reporting more than 77% of America's ICU beds are being used right now as hospitals admit severely ill COVID patients, almost all of them unvaccinated. It should be noted only hospitals registered with Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services were included in the report, and not all hospitals were surveyed. Eatonville, Washington high school administrators are demanding ankle monitors with video and sound be on all student athletes, regardless of vaccination status. Coaches, staff, and athletes must wear the monitors. The school district says students are not tracked. Instead, the device's radio-based sensors track the distance between others who wear one. Parents not happy with their overreach can voice their opinion at Wednesday evening's school board meeting. Eatonville is just an hour's drive south of Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.